This is Given Illustrative Masilela. You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
What's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic. It's another awesome Wednesday morning. Okay, at this time of the recording, it is a Wednesday morning, the 14th October. Yes, I know there's some people that are still in the 13th of October. You know, they're still on the 13th of October. And yeah, you basically behind. And there's others that are already in the 15th of October, so that I'm also aware of, because the different time zones, you know, yeah, basically it's different. And if it's morning for you, good morning. If it's evening for you, good evening. If it's afternoon, good afternoon. If it's night, good night, after listening to this awesome, amazing show. Yes, you know how we do it, you know how it is. And yeah, let me know how everything is going. Your side, yes, I actually want to know what's happening from your side, you know, how everything has been, how everything is still going. And yeah, like literally, what is happening in your life? Like, I want to know. Get hold of me. Do you want me to repeat it one more time? Get hold of me. The song that you just came from listening to is Active Worship, Take Us Back. Yes, Take Us Back by Active Worship. Yeah, take us back to the beginning, you know, the beginning where we really need to be, yeah, the beginning where we focus on God. That is where we need to be going back. Yeah, right here on Active FM, you know, everything is awesome and amazing and hot. Yes, Christ music is hot music. Radio has never been better because you are right here on Active FM. Yes, I know you're even feeling the vibe. You're like, yeah, this is awesome stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about an awesome, amazing topic. We basically gonna be tackling yeah, we're gonna be tackling an awesome, amazing topic. And today's topic is how to get rich. I know that is like one of the most interesting topic that people go and search for on Google. How do you get rich, you know, all those stuff, get rich quick scheme, and you end up in a scam. Yeah, so how do you get rich and avoid scams and all those stuff? That is the question. So, today, right here on What's the Topic, we're going to basically be looking at how to get rich. How do you get rich? Yeah. How do you get rich? And then, moving on, we're going to tackle the whole situation of what is real wealth and money. And then, we're going to also look at the point of view which I have towards wealth and the answer on how to get rich. We're going to do that. Yeah, so do not disappear. Do not go anywhere. You have a lot of things that are installed for you right here on What's the Topic, yes? Plus, we're going to be creating words and phrases, you know, all of that, yeah. And if you have anything that you want me to add into the What's the Topic dictionary, send it to me, yeah. And if you have your own input on how, yeah, you know, the whole topic is going to go down, make sure you get hold of me and let me know what that is, you know, the point of view and everything. Because, yeah, right here on What's the Topic, we family, and everything that we do it together. And if we have arguments, we argue together. Yeah, you know, that's how it is. Yeah. Do not disappear. Here's something for you to enjoy. Relax, sit back, and, yeah, enjoy the show. Peace, y'all. Radio has never been better. Yeah, indeed, radio has never been better. Yes, you know, right here on What's the Topic, right here on Active FM, we let you know everything that is awesome, everything that is real. And yeah, it's really going down right here on What's the Topic, because It's on Active FM. That is the best station that you can ever be on. Yeah, so that's where we are. That's where we're going to be doing the most. And we basically dealing with how to get rich. So that's basically what we're going to be dealing with today. And, you know, the one question is, how do you get rich? You know, other people search for how to get rich quick, yes, fast, and all those stuff, how to make money fast and all those things. So that's literally what they do. But now, the next question that we have to basically ask ourselves, okay, let me say, the question that most people ask is, what is real wealth? Yes, I know you are not ready for that. What is real wealth? That's the question that most people have. What is real wealth? And you obviously got a lot of people that have different definitions of what real wealth is. And yeah, you know, one of them being Tony Robbins. You know, I used to look up to Tony Robbins, you know, and everything. Yeah, it's like a mentor, motivational speaker. But, you know, as time goes on, you start looking at other, you know, people and actually see how they live their lives and all those stuff. And yeah, the one thing that Tony Robbins said is, true wealth is the ability to live life on your own terms. That's basically what his definition of true wealth was. The ability to live life on your own terms. And obviously, you got other people that are out there. If you had to ask them, what is true wealth? They'll tell you true wealth is having a lot of money, you know. And yo, yeah, like you get all those type of, you know, explanations and all those stuff. Yeah. And other people, they say true wealth is freedom. You know, you're like thinking, true wealth is freedom. Then you got other people that say true wealth is peace. Like, okay, true wealth is peace. And yeah, that's really interesting. But yeah, most of the people that you'll find out there, their definition of true wealth is basically having money and being in a position or a situation where you're able to afford anything, you know, buy anything, vehicles, houses, you know, let me say financial freedom. So being in a situation where you have achieved or accumulated financial freedom, if I can put it that way. Yeah, like I was gonna choose another, you know, definition, but yeah, that one basically says it all. So that's what most people would say, to have a lot of money and basically have financial freedom. That's what true wealth is. And the question is that really true wealth? Like, on your terms, is that really true wealth? And if you actually had to sit down and think about it, is that really true wealth? Like, is that what your definition of true wealth is, you know? And if that is true wealth, that's why most people, they actually say, you know, yeah, getting, yeah, true wealth is you accumulating, you know, money to a point where you can achieve anything, you can buy anything and all those stuff. Which for me, I'm like thinking, nah, can't be, definitely can't be. And if it can't be, the next question is, Fearless Eagle, what is true wealth? So if you're saying that is not true wealth, then what is true wealth? Like, that's most of the people's questions. They'll be like, okay, so tell us, what is true wealth? What is true wealth? I know, like, I'm asking that question a lot, and you're now thinking, can you tell me already what is true wealth? Yes. So, like I said, there's different types of definitions for true wealth and all those stuff. Other people, they even go as far as their self-esteem, you know, all of those different things, you know. And yeah, that's how they actually measure, you know, true wealth and all those things. And I'm gonna tell you what my side of true wealth is. Yes, like what real true wealth is, because a lot of people, they have a lot of things to say. But the question is, how accurate is your definition of true wealth, you know? Because most of the people, they base their definitions on other people's definitions and opinions and thoughts and all those stuff. And the question that we always have is it true? Is it real? Is that the real definition? Like, literally, can we trust it? Like, okay, most people trust it because it's what they want to hear. But what you want to hear, is that really what you need to hear? Because it's the truth, or is there a total opposite situation where, yeah, you shouldn't be hearing that? And yeah, can money really measure real wealth? And to be honest, real wealth is actually never measured in money or possessions. You know, real wealth is actually how you'd be, you know, worth if you lost all your money. Like, literally, your value. What is your value? Like, if you had to have no money and all those stuff, how valuable are you? So that's like just the, let me say, stage one of true wealth. Yeah, that's stage one of true wealth. Because there's a secret to actually that true wealth. And that secret, I'm going to reveal it to you after. I know you're like thinking, okay, what's the secret? I'm going to tell you the secret after this awesome, amazing song by Even an Heiress, you know. That's the track right there, you know. So enjoy this track. Do not disappear. I'm about to go down, yes. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you my point of view of what wealth is. I'm going to give you the secret. And then I'm actually going to give you the answer to how to get rich. Yeah? Do not disappear.
About mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales and sales management
to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade
at 011-493-9755.
Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, what's up, yo? Back on what's the topic? Yeah, we still doing this. We doing everything, yeah. The way you want us to do, yeah, I'm just kidding, yeah. We still discovering, uncovering, recovering. Not recovering, hey. We still taking the journey of how to get rich and what is real wealth. So, when we actually going, you know, the whole direction of what real wealth is. Now, one thing I want you to know. In the whole universe, there's two things involved. It's either you on the kingdom of God's side or you on the enemy side, which is the devil. Those are the two things involved. And then, though, let me say, based on those two things, everything we see in the physical is influenced by the spiritual. So, yeah. Yo, it's even deep, yo. Like, yeah, it's deep. So, yeah, you obviously got your definition of wealth according to the enemy side, and then you got your definition of wealth according to the Lord side. Now the enemy side, yeah, I don't think you want to be on that side with your definition of wealth, because yeah, it's not gonna go down too well. But my side, which is the Lord side, yes, which is the side that you're supposed to be on, yes. And if you're not on there, make sure you sort yourself out quick, and yeah, get onto that side very fast, because that's the side you want to be on. So, if we have to go now, according to the word, the Bible standard of what real wealth is, when you look at it, it's actually, you know, things to do with, obviously, your prosperity. And, yeah, true wealth does not obviously consist of owning an abundance of possessions, you know, money and all those stuff. You know, this is exactly what... Yeah, you when you look at the real world, you actually begin to see that is literally what wealth is not, you know, according to the Bible. And you find out that, you know, during Jesus' time, he said, you know, it's not possessions, it's not the stuff that are on earth. Why? Because the stuff that are here, they're actually gonna pass on. Like, you accumulate money and all those stuff, but money is not what's going to give you rewards in heaven. Yep. When you go to heaven, money is not what's going to give you rewards there. Instead, what's going to give you rewards there is souls. Souls are valuable. Souls are actually valuable. And we need to be winning souls to the kingdom of God. And that's what we should be living our life based on. Not obviously your money. Now, those obviously are tools that the Lord's gonna add into your life, you know, to actually help you, you know, basically accomplish your purpose here on earth. Yes. And yeah, that's literally one thing you need to understand. And yeah, like, if you get to understand that whole situation and that whole concept of everything that is here on earth is not wealth, and it cannot be wealth, and you shouldn't be in a position where you base your whole life on those things, because they'll die. And if they don't die, you'll die, and you won't take them with you to heaven. So that's one thing you need to understand. And yeah, though there are tools that help us, you know, get souls and all the stuff, cars, you know, to get people to the kingdom of God and everything, that's a good thing. But that is actually not what true wealth is. You know, we should be accumulating souls and winning souls to the kingdom of God. And from my side, I believe that, okay, so my point of view of true wealth is actually, you know, winning souls. Like, yeah, that is what's valuable to me. And that's what, yeah, the Lord wants, you know, the Lord wants you to be out there winning souls. And that's what I believe true wealth is. You know, how many souls have you won into the kingdom of God? Yeah, so that's where my wealth comes in, you know, and... Yeah, you get your peace, you know, and love, joy, peace, you know, patience, yeah, you know, all those things. And yeah, what level of the fruit of the Spirit do you have within your life? That's another question. But yeah, my whole definition of wealth is based on the kingdom of God and not anything on earth, not money and all the stuff. Those are just tools that can be removed and taken away. That's not true wealth. And yeah. It's not financial freedom that's true wealth. No, should be seeking true wealth in the kingdom of God. So go check it out in the kingdom of God. Do not disappear after this. We are closing. Unfortunately, this is the end. This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here. I hope you actually took some notes there. And yeah, like I said, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you guys think. I want to hear what you thinking. Yes, you listening to this. Yes, I want to know what you think and what's your definition of true wealth. Let me know. Yes, do send me a response. And if you agree with what I said, tell me you agreed. If you didn't agree, tell me you disagreed. Yes. And yeah, I want to know what's happening in your world. But this is the time where I have to love you and leave you. Yes, I hate loving and leaving you. Okay, not loving. I hate leaving. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I have to disappear now, which is sad. Yeah, but I'll see you whenever I'll see you, when you're gonna obviously listen. Yeah. Woo! Hey, making the new words at the end of the show. But yeah. I'm going to see you when you're going to listen to the What's the Topic shows again. And if you're going to listen to another one, I'll see you in the next episode that you're going to listen to. Yes, you just pick the one that you want to listen to. And don't forget to catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Do not forget to catch us on Instagram at activefm777. Yes, and that's where you're going to find our WhatsApp line. Make sure you go and check it out. Yeah, we have a WhatsApp line in case you didn't know. Go on our Twitter at ActiveFM. Go on our Facebook /ActiveFM777 if you have Facebook. Of course you have Facebook. Which human being under the sun during this time doesn't have Facebook? No. Okay, there are people though. Yeah. So, till next time, till we meet again, peace out and God bless. Yeah, yeah. Here is an awesome, amazing jam. The last jam that I'm going to give to you. For you to enjoy. Can't just leave you like that. No, I need to leave you with something that you're going to love. Because I'm living and loving you. So here's a song by Limo Blaze for me. Enjoy. Oh, nah, nah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, nah. If my God is for me, tell me who be against me. Tell me who's standing near me. Tell me who wants to tear me. If my God is for me, tell me who be against me. Tell me who's standing near me. Tell me who wanna tear me. Yeah. This is the story of my life, oh. Many men try to bring me down, oh. But if my God says this and his word says this, then it's already done, oh. They can come, I don't care, though. My God has got me in a lockhold. And he's showing, he's showing, he's showing, he's showing, he's showing me die. He said, where are you? I shall die, me, by me. If I eat, Tony. But when I trust your ways and I trust your will, then I'm already right though. Without you in my life, oh, I get it all wrong like a typo. But you're there for me, you care for me, you always got me. I know they're coming for me, no weapon formed against me, yeah. To prosper, take a shot down for my sake, oh, yo. It's your world. Tell me who's standing there. Tell me who's wanna dare me. Yeah, yeah.
face.